Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is my friend Tim Oxford, better known as Santa Tim. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Hi, Michelle. Good morning. How are you?
I am good. And we're into the holiday season now, and there are so many people in need in our community, and Santa Tim helps out in ways big and small, and the impact over the decades that you have been doing this is incredible. So tell us a little bit about Santa Tim and the organization.
Well, Santa Tim started this will be our 27th year,
so
it's been quite a while. And it actually started out, I was doing Santa for the Santa Rosa Men's Optimists many, many years ago, and had an opportunity to realize what kind of impact we could make, especially with small children in need. And I think the first event I had was at a church over on 3rd Street. It was quite an event, and it affected me deeply.
Yeah, yeah. So you decided after playing Santa that this is something that you could do in a bigger capacity. So what did you do?
Well, we basically expanded, and I saw a need, and I think what it was is that we were able to utilize the program to help women and children in need. And I was already working with some local nonprofits and programs here in Sonoma County. And I would say they were basically poverty and below. Mm-hmm. There was a big need and a lot of things that were getting missed. So we were able to help provide at the time, not just toys, but food, basic things, clothes, gas cards for parents to get their kids to a medical appointment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was interesting because what we do see is that a lot of the programs I work with, they get specific care. California Children's Services, amazing organization. What they do for the young people in our community who are either physically disabled, amputees, cancer victims, the love and care that the therapists give is just really off the hook. But at the same time, that doesn't put food on the table.
Right.
It doesn't get them to those appointments. It doesn't put clothes on their backs. And that's where we're able to come in, step up, and make a difference for these families.
Wow. So you collect, is it year round, do you collect donations?
We absolutely collect donations all year round. We work mainly this time of the year, but I would like to say, you know, when you say Santa Tim, everyone thinks, oh, it's Christmas time, we're going to be done. But we're an all-year-round program.
Mm-hmm.
So we, throughout the year, we work closely with Sonoma County Maternal Care on 5th Street. And I think that's an organization that needs to, I'd like to talk a minute about them.
Sure.
Because the work they do, I think, is really under the radar. These are nurses that go into the homes where maybe these families or a child has such a physical disability or mental disability, they can't get to a clinic or a hospital. So these nurses go into the homes, and it's a very difficult situation often. And whether it's the gifts, the clothes, the toys, the interactive games for these children that we provide, it sometimes really gets their foot in the door just to provide that service. And I think for us, it's being able to support these nurses who I say are really on the front line,
mm-hmm.
doing the hard work,
yeah.
doing the things that a lot of people never hear about.
Yeah, for sure. And so needed, especially when families feel isolated anyway, when that kind of situation is happening. When you have a child who has such desperate need, it can be very isolating. So to be able to have someone from the outside come in, show that they care, give those services, that must be life-changing.
It is. And I think for us is we're blessed that if you go to our website, you can look up testimonials.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the testimonials speak way more than I could ever talk about what we do, because they're from their hearts. And it's from really what goes on in our community. But there are amazing organizations. We work close with Green Acres Boys Homes in Sebastopol. I actually worked with their parents who have both passed, and the kids took over the program. They're doing an amazing job. They have five homes out there, and they can house up to 31 young men. Wow. Right now, ages as young as 6 years old up to 19. So when I describe Green Acres, I describe them as a place where these young boys and men have a second chance at life. They provide education. They provide such a safe environment, and the things that these young men have been exposed to is pretty heart-wrenching. Yeah. So what they do there is, again, it's such an amazing program, and I'm happy to say we've been working with that program for over 25 years.
Wow. That's great. So really, Santa Tim, the organization, sounds like it's sort of a clearinghouse that you can take in those donations, see where the need is with all of the different networking connections that you have in our community, and make sure that you can help meet some of the needs that are being missed.
Exactly. And along those lines, you can come into the website. And
which is santatim.org.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Michelle. And the concept is we would really like you to just to sign up and, you know, get our little newsletters. We don't bombard you with them. They're mainly during the holiday. And after the first of the year, we always put out a newsletter that really describes what we were able to do during the time of, you know, the needs. And I would like to take a minute to talk about the fires from last year.
Yeah.
We were blessed and able to go on literally 2 days after the fires. And then we worked right into our regular program, and it extended it through January. And the outfall is still there in our community. There's still such a huge need. There were so many of us that jumped up right away, and within a week or two, there were so many items available, but no place to distribute them. People had no homes to live in.
Yeah.
And really what it turned out to be is where Redwood Credit Union, amazing program where people donate and they raise so much money to continue to help, because it was paying the bills. It was food on the table. It was shelter. It was temporary housing.
Yeah.
Things that are still needed today. Still today, we are still in a place of need, and we're happy to be able to support that need. And again, it's throughout the year. We provide food. We provide gift cards. Sonoma County Health and Maternal Care. When you think of maternal care, disposable diapers, wipes.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That need is all year round.
Right.
We know that.
You can't tell a baby, okay, just no pooping today, kid.
Right. That is not going to happen. Right. So, you know, clean diapers. And really we're talking about necessities, not wants. We're talking about needs, basic things every day that these families go through. And it's just a blessing that we get the support we do. Our mission is basically women and children in our community in need, typically poverty and below. And you can come into the website, and there's an area where it says contact us. And we encourage you to do that. Contact us. We have got a number of single moms this year. We really, there's been a real need. And I think it's also important to note, we have a young mom who reached out to us, and the description in her testimonial, I think is something that should really be discussed, because it was very difficult for a mom who had a lot of health issues, who was a giver herself, to actually ask for help.
Yeah.
She was afraid of judgment, afraid of how she would be received. And I'm going to skip to the bottom of this. And one thing that really sticks out to me is that we were able to give her a gift of hope. And that's one of the things we try to provide is hope. And there's so many generous people in this community we live in who do just that. Whether you're donating to our program, there's so many worthy causes out there. And it's an opportunity for me to actually thank all the other nonprofits, organizations in our community that give so much that makes Sonoma County what it is today. And it's priceless. Your generosity is simply amazing.
And there are different events that Santa Tim is a part of or helps facilitate or really owns themselves. You're working together with the Men's 2030 of Healdsburg actually today when our program is airing on Sunday morning, December 2nd. It's a Healdsburg toy giveaway, so you can reach out and to help out with that and donate toys or just go ahead and make those donations via santatim.org. There's a donate button on the website, and you can donate there and help throughout the year or just during here, the holiday season. I know you must get a lot of donations during the holidays. People feel really generous at that point, right?
Yes, they do. And you know, again, all year round, we're available as the need is. And I think it's important to note that the need doesn't stop after the holidays,
right?
Whether it's, you know, Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, we were able to...
Or just
to,
a Tuesday.
Just a Taco Tuesday, that's right.
That's right.
And to be able to, even at this year, we were able to pass out 120 turkeys to help feed families during the holidays.
That's
and
very nice.
There's so much out there. And, you know, what the Redwood Gospel does, their big dinner they had. There's also an event coming up at the Windsor Methodist Church where we will... help be providing meals and working with that organization. And these are free dinners for the community. And the other thing I would like to take a minute to do is I want to thank my board, who are amazing. I would like to also note that any funds that are received to our program, 100%, not 90%, not 80%, 100% of your money stays here at home in Sonoma County. There are no paid positions. I have a small construction company that absorbs some of the absorbs the overhead. Mm-hmm. But there are a couple men, Bert Terreri, who's an attorney in Healdsburg, a longtime friend, and Dan Prince Accounting. These two firms, pro bono, from day one, have supported us, and their generosity is very much appreciated. It really helps keep the wheels going without overhead.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to reach out and thank their firms.
That's wonderful. And you've also got a couple of other events later in the month of December. You're helping out with California Child Services at the Methodist Church on Sonoma Avenue, December 15th. Tell us a little bit about this event that's happening on the 15th of December.
Boy. That is an amazing event. we started out helping them, and it was just the child in need. And what we realized is, what about the siblings?
Yeah.
What about the rest of the family? So the program has grown over the years. We've been working with California Children's Services now for almost 14 years. And this is an amazing event where the families come together. We're able to provide gifts to the entire family, the kids, the siblings, and a nice meal in a great atmosphere. Desserts, cookies. Santa will be there with his, and he'll have one of his elves with him.
Yeah.
Just providing as much joy as we can, and that's a very amazing event that we are always happy to participate in.
Again, that's on December 15th at the Methodist Church on Sonoma Avenue. And then towards the end of the month, you will be at Windsor High School. Is this kind of the big one on December 22nd?
It is a big event. And I think it's important to note, Windsor is my hometown. Mm-hmm. I've been in Windsor 35 years. An amazing, amazing town. I work real close with a lot of the nonprofits locally up there. And this is a big giveaway. We're blessed that the Windsor High School allows us to use the gymnasium. But it's a correlation of the Windsor Food Alliance, Windsor Kiwanis, my program, and a number of other local programs that help put this thing together. Mm-hmm. I get delivered in the big fire truck that morning.
It's nice. A lot of fun. Windsor Fire Department brings you in, Santa, oh, yeah. on the fire truck. Very fun.
And the other thing about that program is that we also bring in a lot of the clubs that belong to the high school. So it really gives a sense of community, and it gives these young people an opportunity to give back, to serve, and to also understand that there are a lot of needs out there. So to give them an opportunity to serve their fellow family, students, fellow man, it's an outlet for them too. So it's kind of a 2-for-1 special where we get to involve young people in helping with that
yeah.
day.
Yeah, that makes such a difference. I remember in high school myself that there were service programs that every student had to have some sort of service hours in order to graduate, which was great at my high school. I loved that we did that, but it had such an impact. I went to a home where there were, you know, foster children, and we played with them and interacted with them for, you know, a couple hours, and had buddies that we, you know, would interact with week after week for that year. And it made such a difference, and it helped build empathy, which I think is really so important. You can't necessarily teach it, but if you give opportunities for students and children to have a situation where they can feel empathy and understand that their lives are not necessarily the way all lives are, it makes such a difference. And it will change the way that they interact with people from then on.
It will. And it's one of the things I was raised with, and I think you kind of hit that on the head there, Michelle, is that it will change your lives. And I think what's important is I was raised in San Diego basically by my mom. My father was out to sea all the time, so my mom raised 5 kids, mm-hmm. and those were difficult times. But what my father and my mother always taught us is about service. And when I say service, that's just giving back. Take a moment, count your own blessings. And when you think, you know, things are bad, the chips are down, there's always someone out there with way, way worse situation. So we encourage that. And we're hoping you follow us at Santa Tim. But again, important to me is there's so many worthy programs in Sonoma County, is to get involved, serve those in need here at home. That would be one of my messages today.
Yeah. And you make such a great shining example for over 25 years here in Sonoma County, 27 years, you said, that the Santa Tim organization has been active and helping where the need is the greatest, which I think is just so, so wonderful. Again, today, December 2nd, there is a Healdsburg toy giveaway that's being organized by the Men's 2030 of Healdsburg, and Santa Tim organization will be helping out with that. There is the California Children's Services event on December 15th at the Methodist Church on Sonoma Avenue, and Windsor High School with food, school supplies, gifts, a photo with Santa. You'll be able to see the Windsor Fire Department truck will be there as well, bringing Santa in. That's on December 22nd. And really a way to learn more about what Santa Tim does and ways for you to help out and to stay connected to what he does year round. The best thing to do is to go to his website, which is santatim.org, and Tim, do you love playing Santa, like dressing up in the red suit? I see pictures of you on the website, and it's great. I love it.
Well, it is a blast, I'll have to say.
Yeah.
And obviously, I got the beard
group yep,
right
yeah,
now.
Got that.
It'll
yeah.
be ready for our first event. We'll put the big red suit on.
Yeah.
But again, it's the spirit of Christmas, and this is obviously a very warm and fun time of the year, but we're blessed to be able to help all year round, and I think that's what's really important is those of us in the community is to know we are here for you, and we're here all year round. And I just want to thank again everybody in the community. It's been a number of years, and your support is what really, really makes this program work. It enables us to reach people in such areas that it may be hard to imagine. And we wouldn't be able to do that without your financial support. So once again, if you get an opportunity, please come to the website. You can mail a check. You can do PayPal. Really appreciate the opportunity to share what this program is about. And we wish everybody a joyful, warm Christmas. And remember, it's an opportunity for those families who may be separated, who may have desperate needs. Please, please enjoy the time together. Make amends. Make amends. And maybe invite a stranger in, somebody you don't know, and help them. Yeah. Reach out. Thank you.
Of course. It is so nice to talk with you. Santa Tim is the best guy ever. Tim Oxford behind Santa Tim. Again, remember, this is an organization that does not make any money off of the donations. It's 100% of your donations go towards helping people here in our community and in various ways. So if you are able to make a donation, this is a very effective way to make sure that your money is helping people in need right here in Sonoma County. So again, go to the website, santatim.org, and help out Tim Oxford and all of his elves and volunteers, various volunteers, and all the great organizations.
Ho, Michelle.
Exactly. Ho, ho, ho. We'll end it on that. And this is Sonoma County Focus. I'm Michelle Marquis. Thanks so much for listening.